Hello.
Hi, Catherine. Hello. Nice to meet you.
Are you ready for the bundle?
Yes.
Yes.
Go on then, yeah.
Come on, guys.
So, which one's this one?
This is Moss. This is the working one.
Hello, Moss.
I have a condition called retinitis pigmentosa, which I was born with, and it's a progressive deterioration of the eyesight, which affects mostly peripheral vision. Started out when I was little, it didn't really have much impact on me at all. I was able to go to normal school, have lots of friends, go out and about, ride my bike, and you know, do all the things that kids normally do. And it wasn't really until I was told, one, I couldn't drive, two, that I wouldn't be able to pursue the medical career that I fancied doing. I was better doing an office-based job. And then you start thinking, okay, actually this is going to be more of an issue than I was thinking it was going to be.
What sort of emotions did you go through?
Firstly, denial. Didn't want to acknowledge the fact to anybody that I actually had a problem. And many of my friends in the village never knew for a long, long time. I wouldn't ask for help. I'm stubbornly independent. And eventually, when it gets to the stage that actually you're terrified to go out of your house because you think you're going to hurt yourself, you then become really depressed. And you do start to grieve because you realise that the life you thought you were going to have, you're not going to have. And I felt cheated. Yeah, you do. You sit there and you think, this is not fair. Why me?
And how did getting a guide dog change that? What impact did that have?
A huge impact. The biggest thing it did was to bring me out of a deep state of depression and start looking at life as living again.
Do you find people stop and talk to you when you've got a guide dog rather than if you're out with a cane?
They do. They're always, I mean, if people don't actually stop, you can always hear them sort of making comments. Oh, look at that dog. What a lovely, lovely dog. But they'll always generally come across and sort of say, oh, you've got a gorgeous dog there. And they'll start asking you questions and talking to you. But you can go out with no intention of actually speaking to anybody and find by the time you've got home, you've spoken to a dozen or so people and you've stopped and they've asked you questions. And it is a real icebreaker to have a dog. In a way that a long cane seems to make people want to go past you and not talk to you.
And how important is it that we raise money for guide dogs?
It's tremendously important because, unfortunately, guide dogs, like many other charities, we don't get any official funding from the government. Everything that guide dogs earns is by donations from the general public and people leaving legacies in wills. And when you think that each dog in its working lifetime is £50,000, that's an awful lot of money that needs to be raised every year just to keep the society going. I've taken up fundraising for guide dogs purely on the basis that I can never hope to repay in my lifetime the debt I feel that I owe to guide dogs for giving me back my life. Well, that's essentially what it is. You know, it's given me a reason to get up again in the mornings, which I'd lost.